Love and Like Evangelism, Chapter 18, As You Go, Heal. Key Verses. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 through 8. Introduction. You have learned that healing and deliverance are the kingdom of God in action. In this lesson, you will learn how to minister healing. In the next lesson, you will learn how to minister deliverance. Preliminary preparations. There are some important preparations before you begin to minister healing. These include preparing yourself as a channel of God's healing power and the person to whom you are to minister healing. Preparing yourself. Faith comes by hearing the word of God about healing. To increase your own faith, study everything in the Bible on healing. Read the New Testament through with a new attitude. Whatever Jesus told his followers to do, you begin to do. Whatever he said he would do, expect him to do it. If he said you can heal the sick through his power, then expect to see them healed. If he said to cast out demons, then do it in his name and expect them to obey you. Disregard all the teaching of man and personal experiences you have ever had. Accept that the New Testament means exactly what it says. Accept it as true and act accordingly. You are an ambassador for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. An ambassador never doubts that the country he represents will back up its word. Fast and pray before you minister. See the example of Paul in Acts chapter 28, verse 8. Since power and authority to heal come from God, it is well to be in touch. Some demonic afflictions will be healed only by prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 teaches that God honors a fast which focuses on ministering to the needs of others. Begin to minister to the sick even though you do not understand everything about divine healing, just as you started to witness after being saved, although in reality you had a lot to learn about the Christian life. Begin to minister on the basis of what you know about healing. As you walk in the light you have been given, you will receive more light. Adopt the attitude that there are no hopeless situations. There are only people who have become hopeless about them. Preliminary preparation in others. If you encourage the sick to be prayed for without proper instruction, it is like encouraging the unsaved to accept Jesus as Savior, without knowing who he is, recognizing their sin, and their need for salvation. Sometimes God heals without such instruction. But remember, in ministering healing, you want to properly use every channel prescribed by God's word to see the work done. Faith is one channel for God's healing power, and it comes by hearing God's word, so instruction is important. Jesus combined preaching and teaching with healing, and instructed his followers to do so also. Faith comes by hearing the word of God about healing. Preach it based on what God says, not on tradition or experience. Faith is not built by giving testimonies alone. Testimonies verify the word and encourage faith, but the Bible states for sure that faith comes by hearing God's word. Even though a deaf person cannot hear a sermon in the natural, the deaf spirit can hear it. People need to know what God's word says about the source of healing, the source and causes of sickness, promises of healing, and biblical guidelines for receiving and maintaining health. In a healing service for believers, fasting and prayer by the sick can be helpful. This is not required for healing, but remember, we want to use every biblical channel available. God stresses our asking, and Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 8, stresses the importance of fasting and prayer as related to health. The time of ministry. Here are some suggestions for the time of ministry to the sick. Remember that these are just general guidelines. You must always be open to different directions from the Holy Spirit. Some of these suggestions are applicable only to individual ministry, while others may be used for ministering to large groups. Create an environment of faith. Create an environment of faith. You already started to do this when you ministered the word on healing, but you may also need to take additional steps to create an environment of faith. Surround the sick with people of faith and confidence. Let them hear testimonies of those who have been healed. Remember that unbelief hindered even the ministry of Jesus in Nazareth. An atmosphere of faith is one of worship and praise. We enter God's presence where there is healing through worship and praise. Healing can come through worship and praise, even without a healing prayer, because God inhabits the praises of his people. When we praise, he is present to heal. Bring people to a point of decision regarding their healing, just as you do regarding salvation. Remember how Jesus asked the lame man, "Wilt thou be made whole?" John chapter 5, verse 6. Ask the person to demonstrate their desire for healing. In a crowd, you might ask them to stand, come to the front, raise their hand, or place their hand on the affected part of their body. This helps them show their desire to be healed. It is an act of faith for them, while it also helps you identify those who need ministry. Pray for discernment. Pray for wisdom and discernment before you minister healing. Share any divine wisdom he gives you. God may reveal to you a word of knowledge. A word of knowledge provides specific facts about a person or condition so you will know how to pray. A word of knowledge can include a deep sense of knowing or an impression in your spirit, thoughts, words, or feelings. The word of knowledge may reveal what the sickness is or why the person has the condition. A scripture verse. God may give you a rhema or a specific word of God for that situation, sickness, person, or group. A vision. These are pictures in the mind's eye pertaining to the one to whom you are ministering. Words of faith. These are special words of encouragement and faith specifically for that individual. A special anointing. A sudden infusion of power, perhaps felt as a tingling, heat, or supernatural confidence. Sometimes a special anointing comes, and if it does, flow with it. But do not wait for a special anointing to pray for the sick. You are to follow the instructions of Jesus whether you feel it or not. A special act of faith. Sometimes God will lead you to tell the person to perform a special act of faith which will result in healing. Conduct an interview, optional. If you are dealing individually with a person, you may want to conduct a brief interview. God may give you specific words of wisdom about an illness, and you will not need to interview. But if God does not supernaturally reveal the illness to you, do not hesitate to use the interview. An interview is not required to minister healing, but it helps you gain information so you can pray specifically. It also helps you determine if a person needs further instruction before you pray. Jesus used the interview. He asked people what they wanted, inquired concerning their faith, and dealt with negative forces of unbelief before ministering to them. Ask the person, "What is the problem?" Jesus asked a similar question to many who came to him for healing. Verbalizing the request for prayer is important for the sick. The sick are told to call for the elders to minister healing. When the Bible gives a directive, it is for a reason. The asking is an act of faith that sets in motion the healing processes. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. The exception to this, of course, is when a person cannot make a request. For example, the dead child Jesus raised. But even then, her parents requested him to minister healing. Ask for a specific statement. If a request is too general, you will not know what to pray for, and the affected person may not recognize healing when it comes. You need only brief facts. I have cancer of the stomach. You do not need a complete medical history. Do not try to analyze the information you are given. Your function is to pray, not provide advice. Some unique cases may require privacy and more time for counseling with a trained counselor. Have counselors available for this purpose. Ask the person who is to be prayed for, "Do you believe Jesus can heal?" If they answer positively, then ask, "Do you believe Jesus will do it now?" If the answer is no to either of these questions, further instruction from God's Word is needed. When you minister to a large crowd, you will not be able to talk to each person. God may reveal specific illnesses of people in the audience or may lead you to pray mass prayers for certain illnesses, such as deafness, blindness, etc. Sometimes you may feel led to pray a general healing prayer or to have believers in the audience minister individually to those who are sick. It is best to teach other believers how to minister rather than doing all the ministering yourself. The commission of Jesus was that these signs would follow them that believe, not him. The work of the ministry was to be done by the whole body, not just one or two lone believers. Determine the problem. Use the information from the interview and the wisdom God gives you to determine if the problem is in the spiritual realm. These are problems related to sin, and they require a ministry of spiritual healing, such as salvation, repentance, and forgiveness of sin. If there is a relationship between sin and sickness, and we have seen there is, then there is a relationship between forgiveness and healing. Many are healed physically when they ask forgiveness for sin. Do not be too quick to attribute sickness to sin. Remember that you learned all sickness is not the result of individual sin. If there is sin, it is the responsibility of the Holy Spirit to make it known, since one of his purposes is to convict and correct. Physical realm. This is bodily sickness, injury, or disease. Pray for physical healing. Emotional realm. These include problems like anxiety, fear, anger, bitterness, resentment, guilt, doubt, failure, jealousy, selfishness, confusion, frustration, unforgiveness, and emotional effects of past problems. These people need healing in the emotional realm. This is often called inner healing, but the term has been abused by some people. It is not necessary to go back to rehearse all the facts and experience the original emotions. It is not necessary to spend weeks, months, or years to recover from such traumas. If you do this, you are trying to heal the old person instead of helping them become a new creation in Christ. Problems in the emotional realm are often related to the social realm of a person's life. They affect and result from family and social relationships. Healing comes through identifying the problem, asking forgiveness, and forgiving the others involved. The greatest barrier to emotional healing is usually forgiveness. So emotional healing includes the healing of social relationships. We are called to be ministers of reconciliation. See 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. People need to be reconciled both with God and man, and this is where emotional, mental, or inner healing comes. All are similar titles for the same type of healing. You may need to teach the person about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not justifying someone else's wrongs which they have done to you. For example, saying they were under a lot of pressure. Denying you were hurt in the first place. Accepting with resignation what was done to you. Waiting for time to heal the hurt. It doesn't. True forgiveness comes by 1. Recognizing what was done to you was wrong, the result of sinful men in a sinful world. It is not necessary to go back and relive the event mentally, but neither can you deal with it by denying it. Acknowledge what happened and how it affected you. 2. Confessing the hurt to God and asking Him to heal you of harmful emotions. You may not ever forget the fact of the incident, but what you need is healing for the wrong emotions relating to it. 3. Asking God to help you forgive others involved, then forgiving them even as Christ forgives you. Recognizing that God extends forgiveness to you as you forgive others. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The person may also need to forgive themselves. guilt over their own wrongdoing, and will definitely need to pray for emotional healing. Here is how to forgive yourself. Acknowledge the sin causing guilt and sinful emotions. Confess it to God and repent. Ask Him to forgive your sin and heal your emotions. Recognize when God forgives, He forgets. He casts our sins as far as the east is from the west. Claim 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9, and Romans chapter 8, verse 1. By an act of your own will, release yourself from condemnation. Control future thought patterns by casting down vain imaginations and forgetting those things behind. Mental realm. These are problems stemming from negative thinking, attacks of Satan on the mind, mental retardation, etc. Pray for healing. Demonic realm. These are conditions resulting from direct demonic activity, such as demonic possession. You will learn how to deal with these in the next lesson on ministering deliverance. Always remember that problems in one realm affect the whole person. As you minister, deal with the whole man as Jesus did, not just the sickness. Man is body, soul, and spirit. Wholeness implies dealing with all of these. Pray the healing prayer. After you determine the condition, you will normally pray the healing prayer. But sometimes do not be surprised if the Lord directs you not to pray or to delay prayer. For example, through an interview, you may discover the person does not want healing because they will lose a disability pension. This actually happened in one healing service. The Lord may also direct you to delay prayer for physical healing until further instruction is given. Or the person deals with a sin problem. When you do pray, pray a prayer of faith which focuses on the specific problem. Remember that you do not have to persuade God to heal by the length or loudness of your prayer. Just as salvation is already available, the same is true of healing. Just as salvation is based on the condition of faith, so is healing. God wants to heal just as He wants to save. Although the power of God is sometimes present in a special way for healing, see Luke chapter 5, verse 17, you can still pray for healing without a special anointing, because Jesus commanded you to do it, just as He told you to spread the gospel. The key to answered prayer is praying according to God's will. Do not pray if it is God's will. Jesus never prayed, "Heal if it is your will." Pray a positive prayer for God's will to be done as it is in heaven, or according to thy will. This still acknowledges the sovereignty of God. When possible, use other believers to minister with you. There is multiplication of spiritual power when more people are praying. See Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Body ministry also discourages individuals who experience success in healing gifts and those who receive healing from giving glory to self or man. Each member of the body of Christ has at least one spiritual gift. The most effective ministry is when each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, New International Version. Your healing prayer may be one of petition, Mark chapter 7, verses 32 through 35. Command, Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 39, Mark chapter 7, verses 32 through 35. John chapter 5, verse 8, Acts chapter 3, verse 6, and Acts chapter 9, verse 40. Intercession. Exodus chapter 32. Rebuke and casting out. Mark chapter 9, verse 25. Your prayer may also involve instructions to do specific acts, as the Lord directs. See John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Note, never tell people to stop taking medication. Let God lead them in this area. Always pray in the name of Jesus. Also, remember that it is not lack of faith to pray more than once. Review what Jesus taught about persevering prayer. Praise God for the answer. Follow prayer with praise to God for healing. Remember that in the case of the 10 lepers whom Jesus ministered to, All were healed, but only the one who returned to praise was made whole. Praise God by faith and not by sight. You have done what God's word said to do. Believe he has done what he said he would do. Thank him for it. Jesus thanked God for hearing his prayer before Lazarus ever came out from the tomb. Follow-up ministry. It is important that those who are healed receive follow-up ministry. Jesus gave follow-up instructions to those who experienced healing and deliverance. He spoke to the man who had been healed of leprosy, and he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. Luke chapter 5, verse 14. He told a sinful woman who had been healed, return to thine own house and shew how great things God hath done unto thee. Luke chapter 8, verse 39. He told the man at the pool of Bethesda, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. John chapter 5, verse 14. To the woman caught in adultery, he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. John chapter 8, verse 11. If you are ministering individually to a person, you may want to give follow-up instructions yourself. If you are ministering in a mass crusade, provide counseling after the service or the following morning. If you are ministering in a local church, ask the pastor to provide follow-up care for those who are healed. Follow-up instructions should deal with what to do to remain healed, what to do if they were not healed. What to do to remain healed. Teach those who have been healed to recognize the attacks of Satan. Just as Satan tempts every convert who is saved, he will tempt every person who is healed. Just as you can lose spiritual victory, you can lose physical victory. Whatever you trust God for in your spiritual walk, you will be tested in that area. Satan will tempt you by symptoms. Healing is sometimes gradual. All of your symptoms may not be gone immediately. Your symptoms may even get worse. You may have a fever, but this can be the body processes. Fighting off the infection is part of the healing process. Walk with your spiritual senses, not natural senses. Do not go around volunteering information on your symptoms should they return. On the other hand, do not lie about them. If asked, answer, yes, I have the symptoms of, but by his stripes I am healed. Focus your attention on the things unseen instead of symptoms. Symptoms can distract you from the word of God, his presence, promises, and power. Do not speak negative words that glorify Satan's ability to attack your body. Which encourages you most? Lack of symptoms or God's word that states he is your healer? Which is your focus? Getting you to look at others. Pointing to those who thought they were healed but are now sick again. Do you look at those who claimed they were saved but are now living in sin and use such an example to deny the reality of salvation? Fear. Fearful that your illness will return. Negative people around you. Those filled with unbelief who plant doubt in your mind. Resist the attacks of Satan. Keep in an atmosphere of faith by continuing to study God's word on healing. Praise God for your healing. Keep in contact with your healer by prayer. Testify about your healing to others, giving glory to God. One way to overcome Satan is by the word of your testimony. Resist the attacks of Satan with the Rhema word of God by quoting specific verses about healing. Do not waver in your belief, as a man who wavers will not receive from God. James chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Contend or wrestle earnestly in the faith for your healing. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Surround yourself with a positive environment of faith, those who will continue to praise God with you for healing and help you resist the attacks of the enemy. Become part of a church fellowship. You resist the attacks of Satan when you use your spiritual authority, which includes the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the word of your own testimony, authority to bind and loose, prayer and praise, weapons of warfare listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. If you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you should seek it. The Holy Spirit provides power which helps you maintain your healing. As you will learn in the next lesson, this is particularly important in cases of deliverance from demonic activity. Change your lifestyle. A return to sinful practices can mean a return of the sickness. John chapter 8, verse 11. Walk in obedience to God and His Word. Willful sin can result in losing healing. John chapter 5, verse 14. A return to unhealthy practices can also make sickness return. Unhealthy practices are actually sin, for you are defiling God's temple. Follow biblical guidelines for health and healing. The Bible provides many guidelines for healthful living. Obtain the Harvest Time course entitled Battle for the Body to study these in detail. Return for medical verification. If you have been under medical care, return to your doctor for verification of your healing. Under Old Testament law, priests were like physicians. They diagnosed illnesses and pronounced healings. Jesus told the leper whom he healed, "Go and shew thyself to the priest and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them." Luke chapter 5, verse 14. What to do if they were not healed? Do not let people leave discouraged or guilty because they did not get healed. Avoid the temptation of inventing a reason for their lack of healing, unless God should specifically reveal it. Before they leave the service, caution them that just because they do not see visible results does not mean they are not healed. Healing begins in the Spirit. There are delayed healings, example that of the barrenness of Abraham and Sarah, even though the word was given years before. There is also timing involved. Consider the lame man at the temple gate in Acts chapter 5. Jesus walked through the temple gates many times, yet we are told a crippled man had been there for years. He was later healed by Peter and John. Acts chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. There was also a set timing in the cases of Job and Lazarus. You may want to assign someone to continue the work with a sick person in these follow-up steps. Continue to persevere in prayer for healing. Jesus taught persevering prayer. He did not discourage it. Call for the elders of the church to pray over you. Continue to build your faith. You can do this through study of the Rhema Word of God on healing. 3. Continue to confess your sins. Confess your sins on a daily basis so they will not aggravate your physical condition. Live and walk in obedience to the Word of God. 4. Use your spiritual power. All believers possess the basics for healing and deliverance. Begin to use them. They are the Word of God, the blood of Jesus, the word of your own testimony, authority to bind and loose, prayer and praise, weapons of warfare listed in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the authority and power of the Holy Spirit. 5. Where applicable, change your lifestyle. Eliminate sinful and unhealthy practices. Healing often comes when you bring your lifestyle in harmony and obedience with God's word. 6. Follow scriptural directives for life and health. 7. Create an atmosphere of faith. Surround yourself with an atmosphere of faith by becoming part of a fellowship of believers. 8. Commit yourself to total trust in God. Total trust means that in living or dying, sickness or health, you know you are in His hands. John chapter 10, verse 29. Job chapter 13, verse 15, and chapter 19, verse 26. 9. React positively to suffering. While you are waiting for total healing, react to your suffering in such a way that others will be affected in a positive way. You can do this by giving thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Letting God perfect His strength and weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 through 10. demonstrating patience while you wait. People wait in doctors' offices for the results of medical tests. We wait on medicine to work. Why can't we wait on God? Those with patience inherit the promises. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, chapter 12, verses 2 to 3, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, chapter 5, verses 10 through 11, Psalms 27, verse 14, and 37, verse 34, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, and Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Recognizing that no suffering is without purpose, study the biblical record of those who suffered, which documents this. 10. Claim the promises of God. Even if you feel God has forsaken you, continue to claim these promises and pray these prayers. Psalms 5 verses 1 through 3, 6 verses 2 through 9, 13 verses 1 through 6, 22 verse 19, 27 verse 7, 31 verses 21 through 22, 42 verses 9 through 11, 54 verses 1 through 2, 55 verses 1 through 2, 70 verse 1, 71 verses 9 through 21, 86 verses 6 through 7, 94 verse 19, 102 verses 1 through 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 17 through 18. 11. Give and you will receive. The Bible teaches a key principle in God's kingdom is that we receive when we give. If you are a believer, begin to minister God's healing power to others. As you give, you will receive.